Ocasio has a nice story prepared now this morning, and we'd like to see if the children would find their way down to the front. We recognize that today a lot of our members, and especially the families, are out at another activity far away. But any children who are available here today, we'd invite you to come on down and join Sarah and her family at the front. As they're doing so, would like to just remind everyone that we have the silver plates that you'll want to fill with your contribution and pass toward the center aisle. These will be picked up by the children as they return to their seats. And we would like to remind the children not to forget the plates that are over here in the chapel side as well. Okay, the children's story.
Today, I'm going to tell you about something special that happened fairly recently. So a few days before Vacation Bible School was going to start, the kids, they were playing in the backyard, and I was in the backyard, and all of a sudden in our tree, one of our trees, we saw a tiny, tiny little bird. He was perched on a branch that it didn't have any leaves, like a little one, so you could see him way up there. And he was a little bird, but he was not a quiet bird. He was making a sound like, let's see if we can get his sound. He was chirping really loudly, and let's see. Like that. And then I have a little boy who loves to whistle. So when that little tiny bird was talking really loudly, Nicholas started making it sound like this back at him.
It was her idea, not mine.
And he liked it. He started kind of diving close down and then flying back up to his perch, and he kept like getting closer and like singing back loudly, and it made him so happy. And so Nicholas kept doing it, and he did it for quite a while. And then on the last day of Vacation Bible School, the Friday before yesterday, the little bird came back. And he was doing it again. And so I looked it up, what that kind of hummingbird, and he's an Anna's hummingbird. And what he was doing was his mating dance when Nicholas started singing to him. And that's what boy birds do when they really like a girl bird and want her to be their girlfriend and to show her that they like her a lot. They do that. But there was a stork in the Australian zoo, and when he had keepers that he really, really loved, he would do his mating dance to show them how much he liked them, that they were his friends and that he loved them. And that reminded me of a special lady named Ellen White, who was a prophet, wrote that nature is God's second book, and that even though nature's not perfect anymore, there's thorns, and now the animals, they're afraid of us, they're afraid of people, we can still learn about God and see God in nature. And that reminded me about how God created the world in the first place, and how it's going to be again when Jesus comes back, so that all the animals are going to love us. And they're all gonna love us, and they're all gonna be our friends. And so even though that little hummingbird, he was still scared. He was still too scared to let us pet him and to let us come close. Jesus made him, you know, to be our friends and to, you know, for us to enjoy, for to be a special blessing to us. And so even though it's not perfect anymore, Jesus was reminding us about what it's going to be like when he comes back and makes the world perfect again.
Okay. I also made a friend with a crow as well.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening. You can go back to your seats now.
As we have our first candidate for baptism.